Today on the Feast of Elizabeth Ann Seton, we lift up in our holy hour tonight all those who are widows. If you know her story, if you were here for Mass, you remember that she was married young. She was one of the leads in the very fashionable crowd in New York. And after she married, she had five children before her husband's business tanked and his health along with it. And so they went to Italy to try to take a break and get some space and find some health and recovery, and it was there that he died. Now, any widow has undergone a suffering that I think few people who haven't experienced it realize or couldn't understand. That there's been a whole life built up with another person. A whole sharing of the hold of life is what marriage is. And so along with that death of that spouse comes a real, death of one's own life too. A change. Everything will be different. And out of that, every woman who experiences that, every man has a choice to make too. What to do with that? That restarting, that sense that things have drawn to a close. Particularly for someone who is like Elizabeth Ann Seton, who was widowed when she was 30 years old. It is a test, I think, of St. Paul's words here in Romans. We know that God makes all things work for the good of those who have been called. God makes all things work for the good. And it's easy to see for the blessings in life. That's perhaps even easy to see or not so difficult to see about some of the crosses. But it is true for all things, that all things work for the good. This was certainly true in Elizabeth Ann Seton's life. That out of this tragedy, she, a widowed mother of five, turned to the Lord, and there found him in the sacraments, became Catholic when she was in Italy there, and came back and one day at a time built up the church in the United States. And I know that she, well, I imagine that she hadn't intended to do so. She started a school because she had five children and needed to support them and educate them. And she needed help doing that, so she drew in other women around here. And she wanted to do it with her faith, and so they started to live a religious life. And the next thing you know, here she was, Mother Seton, and the founder of the parochial school system. That there was a newness the Lord brought out of tragedy. That he makes the worst things work for the good of those who have been called. So tonight, brothers and sisters, we offer up in our prayers all of those who are experiencing that suffering now. And finding that the life they have built is drawing to a close, not of their own volition, but because of some tragedy that has beset them. We ask that the Lord would make it work for their good, that he would bring something beautiful and powerful out of it, just as he did for Elizabeth Ann Seton. And too, as we begin this new year, it's an opportunity and a challenge to look at our own life, the sufferings and the losses and the crosses that we bear, and to give them to God, asking that out of those evils, he would bring something good.